2 AIT listening.
AD2 AIT, N2PFM, good evening.
Good evening, just waiting to see if Clint's going to run the net tonight.
Alright, I'll be standing by, N2PFM.
KD2VLA, it's KD2AIT, do you copy? Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
KC2MVU, portable.
KC2MVU, hey, good evening, what's going on?
Oh, it just dropped to 69 degrees in a hurry. We got a pretty good downpour here, and it stopped. So, I guess the cold front's moving through.
Yeah, we experienced pretty much the same thing here. I opened up all the doors, finally, and put some cool air in. Anything else going on up there?
Nope, we're just closing up for the night. Had a bowl of soup over at Cuba. That was tasty. But I'm going to call it a night.
Okay, Ray, thanks for checking in. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from Mike prison guests.
And to PFM, good evening. This is WA2U, good evening.
Okay, there's two right off the bat. Let's start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Temperature is 79 degrees. Earlier downpour dropped it from 82 to 80, and this downpour, which is still coming, has so far dropped it only to 79, and wish it would get down to 69. It would be a heck of a lot nicer. Had a temperature range today of 77 to 87. However, I did speak to one of my old friends who lives two blocks away from where I used to live in New York City, and he said, yeah, LaGuardia at 99, where he is in a shade, it topped the triple digits, so no surprise. No surprise it hit triple digits down that way. So with that, we're looking forward to better weather and do some more things around here then. Meantime, God bless, 73's all around, and got that other MPPT 15T charge controller for this thing now, for the other two solar panels, and I can see the difference already in putting out more power. So I'll say God bless 73s for now, and 2PFM clear.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for checking in, George. And yeah, hopefully we will get some cooler weather here. They're supposed to be, this cold front's supposed to push through and supposed to bring us some seasonable weather for a change. All right. Thanks, George. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. WA2 in the Black River Valley computer net here. And either George, Ray, and listeners out there, well, we've gone from 95 earlier today, a little bit above 95, and Kathy says it's about 68 here now outside, so that's great. That's a thunder and lightning not too close to the rain and cooler air. Open the windows and bring some of the cooler air in and try to push the hot air out. So got a few things going on tomorrow. Going to go out and do some shopping. We usually do that today, but scheduling and things got changed around. So we're going to do that tomorrow. And then tomorrow night we have the Steely Dan concert out in Canandaigua. And what else? Of course, the Utica Ham Fest tomorrow at the Brooklyn County Fairgrounds in Frankfort, talking on 146.760. And no PL tone. So, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you. Hopefully you're enjoying the weekend. meters coming in nice tonight down here in Clay. WA2, back to that 7-3.
Okay, John, well, it sounds like you got a busy weekend planned. And good for you. It's probably not going to be 1,000 degrees out there, so go out and enjoy it. Yeah, we don't have a lot planned, but we're going to run up to camp tomorrow and get some work done. I want to build a woodshed, and then we're going to get back here. After we get some of that done, we got to get back here, and we got some wood and stuff to cut around here, around the house. I finally found a neighbor here who's going to come take some of these pine logs for his wood boiler. So not a lot of people want these pine trees, but he wants these logs for his thing, so that's going to save us a lot of work. We pretty much only got to cut the tops off now and limb them up a little bit, and he'll take the logs off off my hands. So we got some of that to do tomorrow, and in fact, not sure yet. We might just do just that tomorrow, and then maybe save the woodshed for Sunday. But all right. Thanks, John. Thanks for checking in. Have a good weekend. But we don't talk to you. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
The comment, huh?
Sure, go ahead, John.
Right off at the camp. I enjoy cutting wood, and boy, you can cut hardwood all day. You cut that pine, I don't know. Everything is all sap, and it's interesting. Cut a few trees, and you gotta either change or sharpen it, and cut hardwood all day. Go figure that one out. But anyways, yeah, we put it in an outside fireplace, but that's about all it's good for. So, all right, WA273.
I hear you there, John. I had to have my chainsaw service. Now I have to. Not long after I started these pine trees. So, yeah, that's the only thing we're cutting up some of them for. We got a little fire pit out here. So we got a little wood pile that we're building up there, but most of it we're gonna donate to the neighbor because he helps us out a lot. He's got a lot of power equipment and stuff, and he's a contractor, so sometimes we need help, he gives us help, so it's a good way to pay him back. So, all right. Thanks, John. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, looking for check-ins. Well, I'm betting there's a lot of people got their rigs off right now because there's a pretty nasty storm blowing through here. In fact, it's got me thinking I might switch to the antenna or the rubber duck here on this thing if it gets any worse. All right, for myself, I just had to work today. Did pull up all the garlic out of the garden today. Got that hanging up in the garage drying. It was a little overdue, actually, but with this rain, the garlic didn't do as well this year as it did last year. It's still good. We still probably got enough to last until next season. So, but last year we had a bountiful crop of it. This year it's just a normal one. So, that rain kind of stunted it a little bit. But other than that, that's all we did today. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or any check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Returning to the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Ray, George, and John for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone who's listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Nothing hurt, no time things up. Appreciate your checking in, Ray, and the use of the repeater this evening. And thank the amateur service WATU changing frequency.